God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Truth About Temptation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would anybody reasonably say, I don't care? I'm going to sacrifice my whole family. I'm going to sacrifice my honor over this fling with this woman. Now, I've had people look me in the eye. Not just once. Not just twice. I've had people look me in the eye when I was trying to plead with them. And they said, I don't care. I know it's wrong, but I don't care. And I know it may cost me, but I'm going to do it anyway. I don't mean a couple of times. I've had grown men do this to me. I've had women say this to me. I've had young people say this to me. I'm not exaggerating. I'm thinking of two or three times right now. Men that God had placed in my life. And if they said it once, they must have said it a dozen times. Oh, Brother Keith, if you ever get anything, you know, tell me. And I respect you and I think so much of what you say. And well, one time he did. Kept me up half the night about him. I went and saw him. I told him, I said, if you do this, it's going to cost you your reputation. It's going to cost you your money. It's going to cost you your family. I told another man on another occasion, I said, if you do this thing, it's going to cost you a relationship. It's going to cost you ministry. Both of them did it anyway. Now, you may have heard some people tell you and say, well, I don't care how much it costs. That person is a fool. Yes. I don't know what was going through Adam and Eve's mind. Eve was deceived. She bought into it that they weren't really going to die. Adam was not deceived, but I guess he thought he's willing to pay the cost. I don't know. But how many understand, if you really saw the cost, you'd have to be a complete fool to say, I don't care if it's wrong. I don't care how much it's going to cost me. You'd have to be a complete fool to say, I'm going to do it anyway. But what is, if that's true, and the wages of sin is death, why do people keep doing it? Ain't it ain't pointing fingers. You've done it. I've done it. Yes. Why do people keep doing it? Because they keep buying into the lie, we can do it without the death. We can do it without getting caught. We can do it. And because it seems like sometimes you have gotten away with it, and the thing is, nobody ever has gotten away with anything. Oh, I know somebody, they killed three people. Nobody ever found it out. Do you think this life is the end? Nobody ever gets away with anything. There's only one thing that'll set you free from the law of sin and death. Come on, somebody tell me what it is. There is a law. Oh, hallelujah. Because of what Jesus did. Because of the blood of the Lamb. There is something greater than this. But you won't experience the fruit of it living in sin. It'll be because you repent. You confess your sin. You acknowledge it. You repent. You get out of it. You quit yielding. You go another way. With that in mind, David had to run for his life. He was humiliated. How many remember the guy, who was it, Shimei, that ran alongside him and called him every name in the book and cursed him? And how many understand David's having a bad day? And Absalom took David's wives up on top of the house. And in went in to them in the public. Somebody say disgrace. Shame. Death. I think there needs to be revelation. Because you hear too many people saying, well, yeah, David loved the Lord and he sinned and God forgave him. He did forgive him. And he will forgive you. But if you think you can sin without death, you're believing the same lie that Adam and Eve stood out there by that tree and believed. There's no such thing as sinning and no death. Thank God there's forgiveness. Thank God there's cleansing. Thank God He will not remember it. But it's going to cost you. There's no such thing. You know, Proverbs talks about it. Can a man take fire into his bosom and not be burned? Mm-mm. You can't. You can be forgiven. But the death is going to be there. It's something you'll have to overcome. Something you'll have to get past. Tell me what would be better. Thank God there is an answer. There is forgiveness. There is cleansing. But tell me what's even better than falling and experiencing death and overcoming and being forgiven. Is there something better?
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Not yielding to the temptation. Did David have to yield to this temptation? Could he have done something else? Let's read it and tell me exactly where he could have done something else. Are you here or not? 2 Samuel 11. It came to pass after the year had expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle. Now every one of these words is significant. When who goes to battle?
Kings.
That David sent Joab. It didn't say at the time of the year when the kings send people. When the kings go forth to the battle, David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. Now you know what's coming up later about him seeing this woman and about him getting into sin. Why is he telling us all this to the leading up to this? David started out this thing facing Goliath. Didn't he? He's a fighting man. It's his call. It's his grace. It's his anointing. Israel has many enemies, and God has raised him up and anointed him to deliver them and to protect them. This is a big part of his life, a big part of his ministry. It's his ministry. But he'd been king for a while now. And it's easy to get used to just telling other folk what to do. Hmm? And it come around time to go out again. And he thought, y'all just go. Y'all go fight. I'm the king. I'm going to stay here in the air conditioning. How many understand being at the wrong place at the wrong time is an open door to the enemy? You actually make yourself susceptible to temptation you should have never experienced. So he's not on the battlefield. He's not leading his men. He's not in his ministry. He's not in his anointing. Where is he? He's hanging around up on top of the house. Bored. He done seen all the jugglers and heard all the concerts and ain't every kind of food you can eat and tried on 12 different new outfits and rode in all the new chariots and the fast horses, and he's done everything and he's seen everything and he's up there bored. Let's talk about this. Young person, I don't care if they're 10 years old or 50 years old, married, single, makes no difference, minister in any form of business. If you're bored, it's because you're not doing something you're supposed to be doing. I want to say that again real slowly. If you're bored, your kids come in and plop down, "Mama, we're bored." You know, we never said that. Around our house, I know Mom would find me a half acre of flower bed just to fill up and mow and, oh no. No, because that was to their ears, Mom and Dad's ears, and it's the truth. We're telling them we're not doing stuff we're supposed to be doing. And so they'd help us find out the stuff that we're supposed to be doing and get us back occupied. And it's the same thing if you're a grown man or woman. You're loitering around. You're bored. You know why? Because in your heart, you know there's something you're supposed to be doing. And you don't want to do that. So you got to find something else to do. And that's where the door swings open for the enemy. So David's bored, and he's up there looking around. What's he looking for off the top of his house? I'd see what he can see. He's going to see what he can see. Because, you know, his house taller than everybody else's house. And he can look down. He can see in windows. Human nature has never changed. He's standing up there looking around. Verse 2, are you there? It came to pass in an eventide, David rose up off his bed. He walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. Now he's standing there, and he noticed her, and he saw her, and he thought, now that's a fine woman. And he decides just to look for a while. Now let's just stop right here. Dead baby. Amnon dead. Tamar raped. Life destroyed. Absalom dead. Kingdom divided. Running for your life. Disgrace. Wives dishonored on the rooftop in the public square. Could he have stopped all that? Could he have saved the lives of all his children? Could David have stopped all of that right here? Could he? Now see, so many times we are not thinking like this, are we? We're not thinking about what effect our lives have on other people's lives, how it'll trickle down. One thing you need to know, the wages of sin is
death.
And you got to know, you commit to sin, there is going to be some death.
Right.
Well, maybe it won't be this time. There will be some death. It's a law.
Yes, sir.
Well, God loves me and He'll let me off. And this is one area where parents are missing it. Because they're misrepresenting God to their children. Because they tell their children, if you do that, you're going to get in trouble. And then they do it and they don't get in trouble. And it happens with their school teachers. And it happens with their coaches. And it happens with different people in their life. And here they get 15, 16 years old. And they've broken every rule in the book. And it didn't cost them anything. And they get to believing God's like that. They get to believing, I can get by with it. It ain't going to cost me. No, friend. Parents, make it cost them. It's a small thing compared to what it can cost them if they don't learn this. I mean, costing them a toy is nothing compared to costing them their life. But wisdom knows that. Wisdom looks at the end from here.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Overcoming Temptation, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R903F. That's R903F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.